Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Hazel Runs Her Mouth. It is Wednesday night. It is 9 p.m., and it's 2 days before my 40th birthday. Whoop, whoop. So here we are. It's a great night. We're going to play a quick song, and we will be right back.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. Then you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. They wanted my cake and eat it too. They wanted it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. It was confusing, cause all I wanted to do is be the Bruce Lee of Bruce Lee, abuse ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. I'm running cause I think I'm getting so huge, I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause
I'm friends with the monster.
Somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it. Cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring. Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts spawn from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you wonder? It's no wonder you're losing your mind the way it wanders.
I think you would wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Japan pondering. Cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict. Cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD talking me in the head, keep knocking. Nobody's home, I'm sleepwalking. I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with
the one day that I walk amongst you a regular civilian, but until then Trump gets killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets filled and I'm taking back to the day that I get on a Dre track, give every kid who got played that pump the villain and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates, that's great. It's payback, Russell Wilson falling way back in the draft, turn nothing into something, still can make that draw in the gold dump. I will spin Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts, I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still
friends
with
the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed.
Welcome to another edition of Hazel Runs Her Mouth. It is a beautiful September night. Finally, the temperatures are getting to a point where of an evening, you don't feel like you're bathing in your own sweat. Let's be perfectly honest. Summer is fun. Don't get me wrong. I love summer. I love the beautiful sunshine, the warm weather. It's the humidity that is the killer. There's nothing worse than taking a shower and getting out of the shower and not being able to dry. Because as soon as you dry off, you are covered yet again in a globule of sweat. I honestly say, I know a lot of people did the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. Middle of summer is perfect time to do it. Let's be perfectly honest. However, as I say, it's September. It's 2 days before yours truly turns 40. I honestly have no clue how I got to be 40 years old. Because I still remember being in school, finishing school, going to college, and moving into my own apartment. And sometimes I look around my home and I feel like, oh my God, I'm playing at being a grown-up. I'm playing house. I'm sure other people have felt that way too. It's just a very surreal feeling at times when, you know, I have a son who is 14 years old. He's a phenomenal, phenomenal, you know, kid. He's, my only issues I have with my son is that he doesn't call when he's supposed to, and he has a tendency to forget what time his bus comes. However, I will have to say, in his defense, I am partly to blame for that one. AJ can attest to the fact that I can call up the bus company and get the correct bus time. Not a problem. I can look at the bus schedule, the paper one that you get off the buses, get the bus time perfect. Don't ever ask me to go online and find the time of a bus. I am notorious at giving the wrong times, and I am not even joking. Poor Robert, there's been times where he said to me, Mom, what time is my bus home? And I've gone, okay, your bus leaves South Milwaukee by Pick and Save at, say, just for argument's sake, 5:45. So around about 5:50, between 5:50 and 6 o'clock, I'll call him up and I'll say, okay, you got on the bus safely? Mom, the bus isn't here yet. I'm like, well, it should be there now. You know, that's what time it is. Mom, the bus seriously isn't here yet. So then I'm like, AJ, can you check what time the bus left? I got the wrong time. I either give him on the weekends, because as most people who ride the bus know, you have a weekday schedule, a Saturday schedule, and a Sunday one. So when Robert comes home on a Saturday afternoon or evening, I have a tendency to give him the weekday one. When he comes home from anywhere on a Sunday, I tend to give him the Saturday one. So now the rule in our household is, do not ask me to look up the time of a bus from the computer. Give me a paper copy. Tell me to make that phone call. Anything else, I'm not allowed. I have been banned. Isn't that right, AJ? And luckily, I did manage to get Robert's school times to get on the bus accurate. That one I was good at, mainly because AJ double-checked for me afterwards. But that's not the point. I did get it right first time. I'm going to actually pin this all on old age. And the reason I say that is because I was perfectly normal until I hit my 30s. Then I became totally insane and in need of help. Anywho, back to what I was saying. The fact that Friday I turned 40, it still just astounds me. Because, as I said, I've got a 14-year-old son, and I look at him thinking, okay, you're 14, but, you know, I feel like I'm only 20 or 21. How is it possible I have a son this age? And, you know, then I look at how different my life has been, and I suppose part of it is because, in essence, in my mind, and people may think differently, is that I basically have lived two lives. Up until the age of 24, I was in the UK. I was working at a psychiatric hospital, and it was a pretty bad one. It was actually what they call prison level. And anybody who you hear all the time on TV where they say, okay, this person has been arrested for such and such crime, and they're now being seen by court psychiatrists to see if they're actually capable of standing trial. Well, that's basically the level prison psychiatric ward that I worked on. We had a lot of people who were, been arrested for some very serious crimes, who would actually, you know, say, I couldn't do it. I'm mentally incompetent to stand trial. So they would come to our ward to be assessed. And I loved every minute of it, to be perfectly honest with you. I enjoyed working with that level of intensity. To me, it was an amazing, amazing experience. I had met some wonderful people, went through a lot of very serious stuff at the same time, but it was such an amazing experience. I did eventually leave there and end up working at a nursing home, and I did that until 6 months before I came. Well, actually, no, it was 3 months before I came to the U.S. But for me, I basically had these two different lives. When I was in England, I was married to my high school sweetheart. That was a disaster, to be perfectly honest. I had this whole life, and it it was a pretty good for a certain extent, but there were some things that weren't so good. And, you know, when I decided to leave my now ex-husband and, you know, move to the States, it was a big, big change. It was the only way I can describe it. It was like a rebirthing, because you're leaving behind everything that you knew. You know, so for 24 years, I knew how, this is going to sound strange, I knew how to pay bills and knew what my money was like. I then came to a country where I had to learn the money. I had to learn your billing system, which, trust me, is so completely different from the UK's. I had to learn how to cross the street because you guys drive on the other side. And to me, that's still weird. I still, you know, look the way I was brought up. So if you think about it, it really was a rebirthing coming over here and starting a new life. I left behind everything. When I first came over to the U.S., I had two suitcases and a backpack. And I had this envision of what life in the U.S. was like. Now, a lot of people who knew me growing up knew that my dream was to move to the U.S. It always had been, ever since I was a little girl. I'm blessed in the fact that I managed to do that. The only thing that I didn't do that I set out to do when I was little was become a vampire. But, you know, hey, I ain't dead yet, so that's still on the cards. I can still become a vampire. We'll go into that nearer Halloween. But, you know, it is an extreme change and everything. So to be over here and to have celebrated, you know, this is the 16th birthday that I have celebrated in the U.S., or attempted to celebrate, shall we say. No, my birthdays over here have been, how can we put it, easy? Yeah, we'll leave it at that way. They weren't always fun, and I didn't always look forward to them. But, you know, this year is different. In fact, it's actually been different since I got together with AJ, because he, right from when we first met, made me feel special. You know, I wasn't a one-night stand. I wasn't somebody who, you know, he basically was going to love and leave. You know, right from the beginning, we had this bond and this friendship that just worked. And my birthdays from then became so much better. They really did. We never really had, like, the masses of money to throw spectacular birthday parties or anything. But as AJ will tell you, you know, some of the best things that he's done for me is, like, the first Christmas we were together, he couldn't afford to get me anything, so he wrote me a poem. How awesome is that? Seriously, how amazing is that? And it's things like that over the past nearly 8 years. In fact, we've known each other for 8 years. We haven't been dating for that 8 years, but we've known each other for that long. He has made me feel that special. And it's a wonderful thing. It really, really is. Before that, the years that I was with Robert's father, birthdays were a show. For him, it was like, oh, yes, it's Hazel's birthday. We did this, 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 and this. I got her this, this, and that. But then behind closed doors, those birthday gifts had to be returned. He would make me get rid of the gifts that my parents and stuff had sent as well to get money, and he would take the money. So, you know, for a while, birthdays weren't a special thing for me. They weren't a big deal. And that's one of the things that was said, is that, you know, I didn't have that fun and laughter. Oh, and speaking of number one son, he's just coming home now from the Big Brother program. But as I say, you know, things change dramatically. You learn how to deal with life and everything. And now I'm going to hit 40. I'm supposed to be a grown-up. We'll get back to that one. Please note the supposed to be part. But as I say, I still look around and feel like I'm playing house. You know, I expect my mum at any time to be like, put the dishes away, do this, do that. And, you know, it's strange. Oh, look, my number one son has just walked through the door, everybody.
This is for a beer tasting thing for for the Booster Club.
Oh, I've got a beer tasting invite for the Booster Club, even?
Yeah, well, let me see. I think
the tickets are,
like, ridiculous.
Wasn't it, like, $15 or something? Say hi to everybody. We're on the radio.
$20.
Hello.
Let me have a look.
$20. You're not going to go to a beer
No, but let me have a... See, look, my son refuses to allow me to have fun. I am not allowed to go to the beer tasting festival.
You're not going to get drunk with other football moms, okay?
Me and Michelle will have a great time.
Michelle can't drink either.
That's not the point. Hey, this is like my son. He is notorious for doing that. He does not like me drinking. He will, as I saw, he's like, oh, you're not drinking. You're not going, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? He's just walked in. He has a home game tomorrow, which you all know I will go completely crazy over. I am so looking forward to his home game. It is just going to be awesome. Totally amazing.
Don't forget coin toss.
Yeah, my son, for my birthday, one of the team captains, up there for the coin toss. I mean, it's like, hello. We raise perfection in this household. That's for sure. So right now he's like pretty much decked out in the color. Yes, the video camera is charging for tomorrow.
How many hours does that thing have on there?
Yeah, I've got a 16 gig memory card, so I'll be able to videotape the whole thing. I can zoom into your face. I can get the warts on your butt cheeks if you... yeah, we want that.
It doesn't have that good of megapixels. It has.
You're so critical.
Yeah, I know.
Enjoy the fact that your mother...
45 megapixels, that cannot get to my port.
Enjoy the fact that I will be cheering in the stands. Go, Robert! Woohoo! Good job! That's my boy! That's the top of my lungs.
No, you're not. No,
oh,
you're not.
Yeah.
AJ, make sure she doesn't do that.
What?
Yell my name and stuff and cheering for me when I do the coin toss.
Do you know what's actually disturbing, people? I'm, like, standing next to my son right now. Hold on, AJ. Look at this.
I know.
Look. This is, like, really unfair. I'm like 5 foot and a cigarette paper, and my son's like, what, 5'6" and a half, probably about 5'7" now, nearly 5'8". I don't like this. Where'd my baby go?
Wow.
My baby. Give your mama a quick hug, or I will kiss you live on the air.
No, you're not.
Give me a hug,
no.
Then. Give me a hug. A quick one, see? Yay! Evil mum time, I kissed him. Now he's going to be like, where's the beach? Let me scrub my face. But as I was saying, you know, proud mum, as everybody knows. Proud of both of my boys. Everybody knows their names. I'm sure I could go and say to anybody, name my children. Robert and Matthew. Yep, Robert and Matthew. Yeah. So I want to do a quick shout out to a couple of people. One, to Miss Cora, who is being evil. Yes, Cora, you hear me. She is turned into evil of evil. She keeps tormenting me. No one will back me up. No one will confront this woman. She has been evil and tormenting me, laughing like a maniac, posting photos and stuff. Mm-mm. Won't do this. I'll remember this. Another shout out. There's a little boy who looks so cute. He was dressed as a little sock monkey. Little Juju, oh, I have missed talking to you so much. And I think next week we'll break out the storybooks. We'll have some story time and everything. So I want to say a big hi to Jen as well. I'm so glad you're closer. Not as close as you need to be, but at least I can, like, throw a rowboat your way across Lake Michigan. The other person I want to give a shout out to, she claims that she's cutting vinyl. She's really just sat back with her feet up, watching, well, listening to me rabbit on like a fool.
Can I wear this to school tomorrow?
You can wear my wings to school tomorrow if you want. Robert is wearing my fairy wings. Anyway, I just wanted to give a quick shout out to,
yeah.
I've already shout out to you, to another friend of mine called Dawn. She is sat right now cutting out vinyl and stuff at her house way down in Joplin. And she makes the most beautiful items. If anybody has not seen them, they need to head over to her page. I'm going to get the correct details because I have a tendency to mispronounce things. Hush up, child. It's Vineyard Crafts. She is in Joplin, Missouri. She does some of the most... Don't you dare touch my birthday candy. She does some of the most wonderful things that you've seen. Some of the... Get your head out of that... No.
I want that.
No.
Yes.
Stop stealing my candy.
No.
Going back to what I was saying about Dawn. Good grief. She does these beautiful tumblers that you pretty much can have custom made. Her work is exemplary. I've heard from so many people who've just got the most outstanding things to say about her work. And, you know, I have to agree. You know, I've seen the stuff that people have said. I've seen photos. And, you know, she's trying to change the world in memory of her daughter. And she's doing it. She's one of those people who truly, truly walks a, you know, a godly path. She tries to lead by example and do as what she would treat. She treats people how she wants to be treated in return. You know, she tries her best and she doesn't always get a chance to tune in and listen, so this is why I wanted to give her a big shout-out, because anybody else who listens to my show knows that I will give shout-outs to people who I respect, who I love, whose work I stand behind, who I think are just phenomenal, phenomenal people, and Dawn, you are one of them. So don't ever for a minute doubt yourself. Don't ever for a minute think that stuff that you do isn't good enough. Don't ever for a minute let anybody burst your glitter bubble, because you're an amazing woman. And I don't want to have arguments over this. You just got to live with it and deal with it. Because if you argue with me, it's wrong because it's my birthday week and everything I say is right this week. So there you go.
No, it is not. You're done talking. Goodbye.
Robert, go take a shower. Do something useful for a change. I'm going to now play a song. Don't you come near me and steal my skills. I know why you're here.
Huh?
I know why you're here. Go away. My son's trying to steal my Skittles. Should I be a nice mom and let him have some?
They're dessert Skittles.
Go take your shower and I'll think about it. Oh, stop. Flexing his muscles. Good grief. So I'm going to play a quick song and we'll be right back, people.
wondered where holidays come from. If you haven't, I'd say it's time you begun.
Okay, I'm a huge Halloween fan, especially the Nightmare Before Halloween movie. That is one of my favorites. As AJ just said, Nightmare Before Christmas, because obviously I don't know anything tonight. My brain's just deciding it won't work, which it never really does work, so anywho. But yeah, as I was saying, going back to everything that we're like dealing with right now, I was saying about how nice these nights are and the weather cooling down, and we're hoping like the craziness in Milwaukee settles down. You know, the only way I can describe it, it seems like come summertime, everyone thinks it's time to come out and act like fools. And the crime rate, obviously, like a lot of places, goes through the roof. And to me, it's just, I don't understand it. I really don't. You know, I think that there's got to come a point where parents have to be accountable for the actions of how young people are turning out. You know, I'm not just on about, you know, parents being accountable for the actions of their teenagers or their kids, but a lot of times how your child turns out is a reflection, is a direct reflection on you as a parent. You know, there's a lot of times when your parents say, well, I had nothing to do with it. Once he turned this age, you know, he's not my responsibility. Well, I don't know about anybody else, but my whole thing is that no matter what I do, I carry my parents' name. I carry, you know, their legacy. And I want them to be able to be proud of me and what I'm doing. And the same goes with my son. I want him, that's part of the reason why you lay down rules, the way you act certain ways and why you do certain things, is because you want your kids to follow certain rules and to be productive. You know, I want to be, I'm bragging all over Facebook about my son and what he's doing in football. And, you know, it may be, people may be roll their eyes when it's like, oh, God, Hazel's just loaded another 1,000 photos of Robert playing football. Oh, look, he's holding a ball. Oh, look, he's on the field. But, you know, it's better that than me saying, okay, I'm going to juvenile detention center today to visit my son. Or, oh, my son's got in trouble again at school. You know, I understand that some parents go completely over the top in the sense that, of praising every little thing they do, you know. Like, for example, I just saw one parent was putting up, you know, oh, we buy a bag of medals and we give our child a medal when they finish eating their dinner and all this. Like, well, maybe that's going a little bit extreme, but it's whatever works for you as a parent. But we need to realize that our actions, what we do, it reflects on our kids. They learn what they see. You know, we need our young men to learn from good adult male role models, how to treat a woman, how to respect a woman. And then maybe we wouldn't have so many young men out there thinking that women are just a sex object. And the same with women. You know, come on, women. Teach your daughters and teach your sons that women are to be respected. You know, if you go out looking like a two-bit whore on a Friday night looking for a 25-cent special, why wouldn't men do that? Do you know what I mean? If you're going to go around dressing that way, giving off that attitude and everything, then that's what you attract in return. You know, women can be beautiful and can be sexy without boobs hanging out and their crotch hanging out. I mean, I know I'm a fine one to talk about, because my crotch obviously doesn't hang out. You know, my belly covers that part. But in regards to, like, my boobs and everything, yes, there are some pictures of me where you can see cleavage. But, you know, it's not showing masses. I try and stay pretty decently covered up because I do have a son, because I do want to be respectful and everything. But, you know, women, families that need to stop buying their little kids booty shorts and tiny little shirts and everything. Cover your kids up. They need to be kids. They do not need to be, you know, sex objects at such a young age. You know, and especially when you see people recording videos of, you know, little girls and everything twerking and all this. It's like, please, come on now. Put Dora the Explorer on. Put some Disney songs on and dance around your living room. Film that. Don't film your kids twerking and think it's cute, because it seriously, seriously isn't. It's seriously being, to me, disrespectful. And I truly, truly don't understand it. You know, a lot of people make fun of the family from 19 kids and counting because of how, you know, their families dress and everything. But you've got to look at it this way. They're the reason probably their relationships are going to last longer than other celebrities out there is because their relationships are based on trust. It's based on getting to know each other. It's not based on, okay, we've met, let's jump into bed. And part of the reason I'm actually bringing this up as well is that on VH1 there's a new season of Couples Therapy. And, you know, everybody who's on there, to me, isn't, you've got the couple from The Bachelor. And as somebody said, it's like one of the women who's on there, who we'll get onto in a second, said, you know, it's like a meat market. You know, you've got all these women competing and everything for this one guy who, near the end of it, has a night each with each of these women. Now, when do we get to the point where we teach girls and women that when you give your body to a man, you're giving them the ultimate gift? Yeah, I'm not pleading that I'm innocent, by all means, because I'm not. I have done some things that I truly, truly regret in my life. But as a parent, I try to set an example. For example, when me and AJ started being together, he didn't meet Robert right away. You know, I wasn't going to have a parade of men come through my home. And, you know, by the time Robert, you know, a year later, Robert's like, well, I've had 7 stepdaddies. And, you know, that's not how it is. Then AJ made the conscious effort himself, without me having to ask him, to do things with Robert. Like, he would sometimes come over and I was like, oh, I wasn't expecting you. And AJ was like, I wasn't here to see you. I'm here to see Robert. They'd play video games and basketball and those type of things. And I think that's what I think that's what people need to start realizing, is that life isn't just all about gratification and instant gratification. You've got to work at things and set examples. Now, see, I'm getting on a roll. See, now I do feel my age. I really do. So, because I'm feeling rather inspired, I am going to put on another song. So, here we go.
Master, I don't think you might realize what you've got.
That silence was Hazel thinking. I'm back. I apologize for when everything kind of went dead. I hung up the phone by mistake and kind of cut everybody off. But we are back now, which is a good thing. So let's see what else we've got going on. As most of you know, it is coming up on Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Month, which means us trying to get the word out. I started a campaign called the I Must Ask You a Question one, where we're sending out pink and blue mustaches to people. I know some haven't got them yet. And if you didn't receive yours, let me know. I will get them mailed, some more mailed out. What do you need? Yeah, I can give you a haircut when we're done. Robert, see, look, I'm going to be a nice mom. I'm giving in my pink Skittles.
Orange cream, key lime pie, strawberry milkshake, blueberry tart ball.
Same. I'm kind of a sucker for my son. Every time I get Skittles, he'll, like, want a certain pack, and I end up giving them to him. He is kind of wonderful. So, okay, I'm going to put on another song right now because there's a couple of things I need to do quickly, and I will be back. I don't know what this song is. AJ actually loaded this up, but so I apologize ahead of time if it's a whole load of garbage and everything.
You were there.
Oh, you cheeky little worm. Please remember, I'm the one with the clippers going against your head right now.
Yeah, with only 3/8 on it.
I could take it off at any time.
I would hear it and run.
You can't run fast enough.
Ha!
Well, yeah, I got that wrong there, so... Okay, you're done.
That's a mission you get off.
Today's hairdressing skills are brought to you in part by Hazel, the other crazy person. But anyway, what were we talking about, apart from the fabulousness of my son and his football career? I don't even remember.
You know, two people from Cunningham made it to the NFL.
Did they really?
I didn't know.
That's awesome.
Some dude named John LeVar, who made it to the Cardinals to be a third-string quarterback.
Cool.
And then some running back made it. This was a while ago, like in the early 2000s.
That's
like,
cool.
Some dude, I forget, he's a black guy, and like he made it to like four. He got drafted by the Rams, then went to Miami, and then went to the Colts, I think.
Cool.
And some other team.
Okay. Up off my ball, I gotta go and get the broom now to clean up.
Commission.
Robert, do it now.
Commission.
Son. Anywho. So, yeah, basically my whole thing on this, like, parenting and being responsible and setting standards and stuff. I used to go through what they call the fingertip test. And if my skirts and my shorts and everything had to come down below my fingertips, if they didn't, I weren't going out. And that was when I started buying my own stuff, I should point out. My parents were always pretty good on, you know, buying stuff that they deemed appropriate when they were buying my clothes. But all the while I was living under their roof, those are the rules I had to live by. And, you know, even now, I try to make sure that that's the same thing. You know, I don't want... Something has to be left to the imagination, let's be perfectly honest. And I want my son to, you know, that, you know, there's a level of respect that you expect out of a woman. Yeah, it's perfectly fine at the beach to, you know, wear stuff that obviously you don't want to be wearing jeans and stuff in the swimming pool or at the beach. But, you know, there's a time and place and appropriate attire for everything. And I don't think going to the grocery store and everything is booty shorts and boobies hanging out. Do you, AJ?
What's that?
I'm saying that I think that as parents, you have a duty to raise your kids to be respectful of other people, but also to respect themselves, and that comes with how you dress your kids and how you let them go out. You know, if you let your daughters go out wearing booty shorts and their boobs hanging out, you've got to expect the type of attention it's going to attract.
Very true.
I know it shouldn't. You know, in an ideal world, we should be able to wear whatever we want, whenever we want. But
if you're single, go right ahead.
But I'm saying if you have kids in your house.
Right.
I wouldn't be letting my 14-year-old daughter go out with her boobs and her crotch hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to happen. You know, I'm also not going to have my son walking around looking like he's a gang member or a thug. You know, this whole sagging stuff just don't fly for me. I don't get it.
Neither.
And basically that's how, you know, I seriously don't get it. It leaves me dumbfounded when I see certain parents letting their kids dress certain ways, and I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, you know, that's the image that you're putting out there.
Yep.
Robert, hush, take your shower. Wash that hair off. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we're going to actually come to the end of the show tonight. We're doing only an hour one because I have to be up at 5:30 to get Robert up for school. And trust me, that comes around real, real quick. So I want to thank everybody who's tuned in this evening. I appreciate it. I love it. And I love you all. Thank you so, so much. It means a lot to me. We are going to find another song because we need to. Let me see. I don't know if you're hearing the Disney ones I'm playing. I'm hoping so. Here we go. Let's have a little bit of Jungle Book. I think Jungle Book is awesome. So here we go. We have this first.
Now I'm the king of the swingers, oh, the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I want to be a man cub, and stroll right into town, and be just like the other men. I'm tired of moving around.
Oh, doo-dee-doo, I want to be like you. Ooh-hoo. I want to walk like you, talk like you, true. You see it's true, and ain't like me. Learn to be human too. Oh, oh,
leave a secret on a man's red fire.
But I don't know how to make fire.